Welcome to the St. Michael Daily Meditations for Lent. My name is Ken Brannan, and I will be leading our meditation today. Our theme this Lent is in the garden. When Jesus faced his deepest trial, he prayed in the garden. As we struggle with our own trials, Jesus walks with us and calls us to a deeper life of prayer and commitment to God's love. As Jesus said to his disciples, "If anyone would come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me." A reading from Mark chapter 10, verses 17 through 31. As Jesus was setting out on a journey, a man ran up and knelt before him and asked him, "Good teacher, what must I do to inherit eternal life?" Jesus said to him, "Why do you call me good? No one is good but God alone. You know the commandments. You shall not murder. You shall not commit adultery. You shall not steal. You shall not bear false witness. You shall not defraud. Honor your father and mother." He said to him, "Teacher, I have kept all these since my youth." Jesus, looking at him, loved him, and said, "You lack one thing. Go, sell what you own, and give the money to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. Then come, follow me." When he heard this, he was shocked and went away grieving, for he had many possessions. Then Jesus looked around and said to his disciples, "How hard it will be for those who have wealth to enter the kingdom of God." And the disciples were perplexed at these words. But Jesus said to them again, "Children, how hard it is to enter the kingdom of God. It is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for someone who is rich to enter the kingdom of God." They were greatly astounded and said to one another, "Then who can be saved?" Jesus looked at them and said, "For mortals it is impossible, but not for God. For God, all things are possible." Peter began to say to him, "Look, we have left everything and followed you." Jesus said, "Truly I tell you, there is no one who has left house or brothers or sisters or mother or father or children or fields for my sake and for the sake of the good news, who will not receive 100-fold now in this age, houses, brothers and sisters, mothers and children and fields with persecutions, and in the age to come eternal life. But many who are first will be last, and the last will be first." Jesus calls us to meet him in the garden, walk with him, and learn his life-giving ways. But learning the way of love and life can be hard. We've become so accustomed to the guiding principles of ambition, productivity, speed, and success, that God's prescription for what ails us can be unpleasant medicine. In today's lesson from Mark, a man approaches Jesus in some distress and wants to know how he can inherit eternal life, or put another way, enjoy confidence in God's presence. Jesus responds with the requirements of the law, the Ten Commandments, the 10 best ways. Jesus reminds the man that the path laid out by Moses and the prophets is trustworthy, a firm scaffolding for a life well lived. The man responds quickly that he has kept all of these since his youth, and he is still troubled. He still is uneasy about the state of his soul and the state of his relationship with God. Mark then says that Jesus looked at him and loved him. This is one of my favorite verses in Holy Scripture. Jesus looks past the man's initial presentation into the depth of his heart and the state of his soul. When Jesus sees the man, he loves him. He has compassion on him. He understands why the man is uneasy. It seems that the man, perhaps unconsciously, has allowed his attachments to this world, in this case his wealth, to have greater priority than it should have. He has kept the law, but he has also devoted his heart to the maintenance and accumulation of possessions. He has kept the commandments, but not the greatest one, to love the Lord God with all his heart, mind, soul, and strength, and to love his neighbor as himself. He has held back a portion of what belongs to God, and in other Bible passages we know this can be a very risky situation to withhold from God what is God's. So how does Jesus love the man? He calls him to sell all his possessions and give the proceeds to the poor. Using the sword of truth and righteousness, Jesus pierces the man's hidden love and calls him to devote his whole heart, mind, soul, and strength to God, unencumbered by lesser goods. We're told the man walks away sad. We don't know if he ever took the medicine that God prescribed, but we know that Jesus' words were grounded in love and intended for his health, wholeness, and confidence in the eternal life of God. The good news is that this message is not generic. It's not one size fits all. If Jesus looked at you and loved you, what would he see? What misplaced love do you cling to? What do you protect from God's healing touch? What selfishness do you guard with your life, doubtful that surrender and generosity will actually bring you what you want most? Jesus calls us to walk with him in the garden. In the process, he sees us and loves us, sometimes painfully so. But if we trust him with our whole lives, he will give us the true desires of our heart and more. Amen. Please join me as we continue with the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Almighty God, you alone can bring into order the unruly wills and affections of sinners. Grant your people grace to love what you command and desire what you promise, that among the swift and varied changes of the world, our hearts may surely there be fixed where true joys are to be found. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.